Welcome to Onc Live On Air. I'm your host today, Ashling Wehner. Onc Live On Air is a podcast from Onc Live, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, Onc Live covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with Neeraj Agarwal, MD, about the FDA approval of talazoparib plus enzalutamide in patients with metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer harboring homologous recombination repair gene mutations. Dr. Agarwal is a professor of medicine, the Presidential Endowed Chair of Cancer Research, the director of the Genitourinary Oncology Program, and the director of the Center of Investigational Therapeutics at the Huntsman Cancer Institute at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. On June 20, 2023, the FDA approved the combination of the PARP inhibitor talazoparib and the androgen receptor inhibitor enzalutamide in patients with HRR gene-mutated metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer. The approval was supported by findings from the Phase 3 TALAPRO-2 trial, in which the combination led to a radiographic progression-free survival that was not yet reached versus 13.8 months with enzalutamide alone, with a hazard ratio of 0.45. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Agarwal discussed the significance of this approval, key efficacy and safety data from TALAPRO-2, and how this combination further supports the use of PARP inhibitors in the metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer treatment paradigm. Speaking about the recent FDA approval of talazoparib plus enzalutamide in HRR-mutated metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer, what is the significance of this approval, and how do you see it affirming or affecting current practice patterns?
The great news we saw earlier was the approval of the combination of enzalutamide plus talazoparib for our patients with metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer who harbor any homologous recombination repair gene mutations. This approval was based on compelling data from the TALAPRO-2 trial. And in this trial, 400 patients had HRR gene mutations, and they had developed metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer. And these patients were randomized to enzalutamide plus placebo versus enzalutamide plus talazoparib. The radiographic progression-free survival was the primary endpoint. We saw that there was a 55% reduction in risk of progression or death with the combination of talazoparib plus enzalutamide versus enzalutamide alone. And this is very impressive in my view. We also saw that there was a strong trend for overall survival benefit, although overall survival data are not mature. We still saw a strong trend. And I'm really hoping, looking at those trends, that we will soon be able to report overall survival benefit with this combination. But let's go beyond radiographic progression-free survival and overall survival, and then look at those endpoints, which are quite meaningful to our patients. So time to delay of chemotherapy. Vast majority of patients don't want to be treated with chemotherapy in our clinics. And there was a 55% reduction in risk of chemotherapy or delay of chemotherapy. If we look at time to PSA progression, that's a meaningful endpoint to our patients. There was a 17-month, I would like to repeat, 17-month delay in time to PSA progression with the combination of enzalutamide plus talazoparib versus enzalutamide. If we look at time to deterioration of quality of life, as measured by standardized questionnaires, which are well validated and they have been used worldwide in different trials, there was a significant delay in deterioration of quality of life with the combination compared to enzalutamide alone. And in my view, quality of life data give us a sum of efficacy and toxicity. And to see that quality of life was maintained and it took longer time for deterioration of quality of life in the combination arm with enzalutamide plus talazoparib give me an additional level of confidence with this combination.
Diving a little bit more into efficacy here, what did the exploratory analysis of BRCA mutational status reveal about the efficacy of this combination, specifically in patients with BRCA mutations?
So if you look at patients with BRCA1 and BRCA2 mutations who have metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer, We have always known that efficacy of PARP inhibitors are highest in this subgroup. These are the most responsive patient population to PARP inhibitors. And there was no surprise with the TALAPRO-2 trial. We saw a hazard ratio of 0.24 favoring the combination of talazoparib plus enzalutamide compared to enzalutamide as far as radiographic progression-free survival is concerned, which translate into about 75% reduction in risk of progression or death with the combination of enzalutamide plus talazoparib. What was more interesting to me was a strong efficacy signal with enzalutamide plus talazoparib in patients who have other common mutations, such as CDK12 mutation. The hazard ratio for radiographic progression-free survival was 0.5, pretty much 50% reduction risk of progression or death, even in patients with CDK12 mutation. We also saw signal in PALB2 patients, PALB2 positive patients. And we have always known that patients who have RAD51 mutation, they seem to benefit. And it was nice to see that even patients who are in smaller subgroups seem to be benefiting with the combination of the enzalutamide and talazoparib. However, given the small subset, small number of patients in each subset, any confirmation of radiographic progression-free survival or overall survival is going to be very difficult to establish, just because there are number of patients in each of those gene subsets are going to be so small. Having said that, it was quite impressive to see that combination of enzalutamide plus talazoparib did perform well beyond BRCA1 and BRCA2 patient population.
What is the safety profile of this combination, and how might some of the most common adverse effects be managed in these patients going forward?
So I'd like to remind our listeners that patient population with developed metastatic CRPC with homologous recombination repair mutation, this is an aggressive disease population. This population is facing an aggressive disease. And accordingly, if you look at the number of patients who had grade 1 or 2 anemia, which we know anemia is a known risk factor in metastatic CRPC setting, 55.6% patients had grade 1 or 2 anemia at baseline before enrolling on the TALAPRO-2 trial. We also know that hematologic toxicity and GI side effects or gastrointestinal side effects of nausea, vomiting, decreased appetite, these are class effects of PARP inhibitors. Sometimes they're more in certain PARP inhibitors, some they're less in certain PARP inhibitors. So in talazoparib specifically, we saw 42% patients developing grade 3 anemia in the backdrop of 55% patients already having grade 1 or 2 anemia before they received treatment with talazoparib and enzalutamide. Interestingly, only 4% patients discontinued talazoparib due to anemia. Vast majority of patients, when they develop anemia, which happen within 3 to 4 months of starting talazoparib, if they reduce the dose in a timely fashion, vast majority, 96% patients did not discontinue talazoparib because of anemia. So I think the biggest message here is with talazoparib, hematologic toxicities are common. They occur within first 3 to 4 months. And if we recognize them in time and decrease the dose of talazoparib for those 42% patients who are going to be developing grade 3-4 anemia, vast majority of patients will be able to continue talazoparib without further dose discontinuation. The other side effect, by the way, such as grade 3-4 nausea, fatigue, they were actually quite uncommon. So I would say talazoparib is one of those PARP inhibitors where toxicity is more predominantly hematologic and which is easily manageable with dose reduction in a timely fashion. And the gastrointestinal side effects are less common compared to other PARP inhibitors. If you look at myelodysplastic syndrome or leukemia, we have not seen any incidence of those side effects in the PARP inhibitor. Pulmonary embolism was reported in 2% patients in the talazoparib enzalutamide arm and 1% patients in enzalutamide arm. And please note that patients who were on enzalutamide plus talazoparib, they were on the treatment for much longer than the patients who were on enzalutamide arm. So despite the fact that they were on the combination arm for much longer, significantly longer, the risk of pulmonary embolism was not much higher. So with that, I'd like to summarize that the side effects of the combination of enzalutamide plus talazoparib are mostly hematologic, which occur early during the course of disease. And they respond very well to symptomatic management. And in those patients who develop grade 3 or 4 hematologic toxicities, if you decrease the dose in a timely fashion, more than 90% patients are able to continue the combination treatment without discontinuation.
Given everything that you've spoken about so far and all of the currently approved and available treatments in this paradigm and everything else that's kind of on the horizon, how do you see this combination fitting into the current metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer treatment paradigm?
Consistently, we have seen the real-world data that majority of patients, even in early part of 2023, had not progressed on a novel hormonal therapy when they developed metastatic castrate-resistant prostate cancer. In fact, more than 2/3 patients did not develop mCRPC in 2023 after disease progression on a novel hormonal therapy. And reason being, many of these patients are developing mCRPC from biochemically recurrent setting where they receive androgen deprivation therapy after prior surgery or radiation. Many patients, even with metastatic hormone-sensitive prostate cancer, do not receive treatment with novel hormonal therapies. So the patient population which developed metastatic castrate-resistant prostate cancer and who have not had disease progression on novel hormonal therapy and who harbor homologous recombination repair mutation still is a large patient population. And to have a new combination of enzalutamide plus talazoparib showing clear superiority to enzalutamide, which is one of the most commonly used drugs in this setting, is going to be paradigm changing for many patients. So that's, I think, the biggest message coming out of this trial.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at OncLive. On Facebook, like us at OncLive, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you liked today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you are there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.